Rugen signalled the guards to untie Rohrbach.
Of course I wouldn't, my friend. Sit down here by me. Bring him food and some blackberry wine. We're going to talk together.
Rohrbach clutched Rugen's paw and kissed it.
Blackberry wine and real feels! Seasoned smile on ye, sir. You don't know what this means to me. Talk! I'll talk to ye, my good sir. What do you want to know? Oh, Rohrbach can tell ye.
Groven thought of making a dash for freedom, but the scar-faced rat's lance tickled the nape of his neck, and the muscular ferret's spear point was a hair's breadth from his stomach. Rohrbach ate like a ravening wolf, ripping into warm rye bread and a roasted wood pigeon, guzzling blackberry wine until it dripped down his chin. Rugen patted his back.
You're one of the old clan. I can tell by your tattoos. Eat up. There's plenty more where that came from. I want you to tell me about Groven. Did he slay the Tagarang?
Half-chewed food and wine sprayed from Rohrbach's mouth.
What? You mean Groven? Do you think he killed the Tagarang?
Groven tried to drown Rohrbach out by shouting.
Don't listen to that crazy beast. He's mad. You wouldn't believe anything that fool says, would you?
The tough lean vixen grabbed Groven in a headlock. She stuffed his mouth with a sod of earth and grass, holding it shut, whilst the scar-faced rat bound the stoat's muzzle shut with his own belt. Rugen pushed more wine at Rohrbach.
He won't disturb us, friend. Now tell me everything, right from the start when you left camp.
The blackberry wine swiftly loosened the stoat's tongue, and it seemed to restore his powers of recall also. Rohrbach related the full tale of the hunt for the Tagarung. Rugen Bore listened carefully to it all, particularly the episode of what took place at Redwall. For a mad beast, Rohrbach had an excellent memory.
Well, there we was, see, all in the ditch outside old Redwall Abbey's front gate. Aoife and Balag shouting for them to bring out the Tagarung. Then this mouse we was holding prisoner breaks loose and it all goes wrong. Balag slays an old blind striped dog with an arrow, and the mouse grabs a battle axe and goes after Dagrab. Now beast watching me and Groovin, so he snatches his sword and runs off north up the ditch. That's when I escaped too. I followed Groovin. I chanced to look back to see if we was being chased. I saw Valig Bone Beast lying dead, and I saw the Tagarang too. But he was chasing Aoife westward over the plain. It was the Tagarung, though. I'd know him anywheres. There was an arrow sticking out of him, but a bow shaft wound wouldn't stop a warrior like him. Red Wolf Beast was flooding out the gates, yelling and a-shouting. I knew it was all over then. So I kept my head down and ran north along the bottom of the ditch after Groovin fast as I could. Next thing, we leaves the ditch.
Rugen Bore had heard enough.
Finish your victuals now and rest, Rohrbach. You can join my clan as a Jaskabore.